our effects are a teeny-weeny bit better. Welcome to the worst sci-fi commentary track ever by Willie Logan of the worst sci-fi sequel ever. Some really, really bad shots of models. That would be a... this is the Festus in dry dock. It's a reference to Star Trek The Motion Picture, which nobody gets. And that, in the background, of course, is Johann Strauss's Blue Danny Waltz, made famous by Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. That's a model of the X-33 Venture Star, which I built out of styrofoam. Pretty prestigious. And you can see parts of an Apollo 9 model there on the station. Those are model airplanes I built. Left to right, it's a Hawker Typhoon and whatever. That was my cue to come out of the door. I pull my shirt like Captain Picard.
Welcome aboard.
Heather is such a bad actor.
Can I get you something for that?
She's cracking up during this scene. Could not remember her lines. There's a reason why she's never been in any of our further movies. I'm laughing a little bit too, but not nearly as much as she is.
My honor to be aboard space station.
I like that.
Quite an impressive decor.
The angle. Ted was, down way below us.
Right. If we found it makes our crew more comfortable and more at home.
I certainly do.
Now here's a Captain Kirk reference.
Captain, I don't think that's necessary. Oh.
She waits so long.
Let me show you the
briefing room. I hate when she laughs at the end.
Briefing room?
Yes, we're scheduled to go underway within an hour.
I couldn't really remember my lines in the scene.
What happened to Captain Bitscape?
Captain Bitscape, that was the guy in the last movie. He didn't have a name then.
Look,
I'm Captain Logan now.
Yeah, rumor is it's a special ops.
This is our dining room table. And that is my water bottle covered in Mylar. We're never actually told what's inside, so we can get some pretty wild guesses.
Let us begin. This is
Heather could not remember her lines for the scene.
While erecting the...
She looks down to see her lines written on her lap. Oh, yes. If that's not obvious.
We picked up an energy signal identical to the one which you and Captain Bitscape...
It was fun playing this scene. Putting my leg up on the table.
On you next date.
Drinking the water, gurgling and stuff.
946400. It was directed toward the Mavro system.
That was supposed to be Maru.
It was accompanied by a horrible screeching noise. Allow me to demonstrate.
I didn't actually intend to do that.
Previously, we have detected these energy signature in the nearby
Ted made
Galvin
graphic.
System. And we have
Galvin is Ted's friend, Scott Galvin, who plays the news monster in the worst sci-fi prequel ever.
Our mission is to investigate the Mavro system.
It's supposed to be Maru.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah, no.
There's Ted in the background laughing.
I am paying attention. Yes, I pay attention.
Any questions, then?
Yeah, so we shot this in our living room, and we could see cars out in the back, but it was completely washed out because it's a camera, so we could have completely left this part out, but you're just trying to cover our rears, but we didn't need to.
Welcome to the bridge of the reef.
Yeah, this is our living room.
No wonder it looks different than the last time I was here.
This is our new couch. That line was a reference to Star Trek The Motion Picture. Camera has some focusing problems. Finally sit down. I love this scene. Okay, so they have this state-of-the-art rocket ship, and they have to put the bridge together. That's my joystick again. I think it makes appearances in all three of the movies. All three of the movies, at least. Four.
Invented in 1985.
Yeah, so that's my 1987 Toshiba 1200 laptop. Look at that thing. Runs DOS. The only thing I use it for is word processing.
Beast when I turn it on.
This part was completely ad-libbed.
I knew I should have accepted command in the USS Petunia. No.
So now Ted's cracking up in the background.
I love it now. What's going on with this
computer? Look, the camera goes all over the place. Heather's cracking up too, but it's more obvious because Ted's holding the camera. We should have a tripod in this scene. That's the Age of Aquarius. I wrote it. It's a basic program. You can actually write music in basic. It took me, 2 hours. It was pretty crazy. That computer's name is Aquarius, by the way.
break us out.
I love this scene. And this shot lasted for 30 seconds or so. Heather just went on and on and on, and Ted kept the camera rolling for some reason. Of course, I'm not to fault, because I'm sitting over there, lying down, taking my time, glaring at Heather. That's my beautiful model made out of a paper towel roll and a manila folder with the inflatable Festus rocket ship.
Nelson's log. You next time, 99237812828.
I don't know what that means.
Restate my assumptions. We will arrive at the Maru system in 12 hours when we begin our investigation. We know we'll be safe if we stay outside of 3.1...
That's pi recited from memory.
89793238462633... I think that's where I gave out. Parsec from the center of the nearby Galvan system.
Now time to consult the ship's computer.
Of course, 2001 reference, and you can see our plywood ceiling again. And some model airplanes. Hey, how convenient.
Hello, computer.
There's a Darth Vader mask in the background.
Hello, Caption Logan.
Well, Ted tried to spell captain, but he misspelled it, so it said caption.
Just fine, I'm down.
This is a synthesized voice.
Would you like something? Would you like to see something I drew?
That's a 2001 reference.
No, thank you, please.
Are you sure? It's really great.
Except Hal actually wants to see what Dave draws.
Yes, I'm quite certain.
Yeah, certain, but certain with an I-A-N instead of
A-I-N. Well, let's draw loss.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'd like to return to my game.
I don't know who's coming down the stairs.
Dimensional chess with a computer and the USS Petunia.
You can see Ted's shadow.
Petunia, stop for a mic!
Where's my hat?
Where's my hat?
I actually lost that water bottle the day we were filming. This is the most ridiculous shot. Captain Logan must be an idiot.
Captain Logan, I've taken the liberty redirecting us to the nearby Galvan system.
What? What are you
doing? A
little
slow reaction time.
I've never been there, and I thought I'd be fun to pay that place a visit.
Do you have any idea?
It's a box of screwdrivers I'm holding.
How many lives you're risking? What is your... What's your rationale for this?
I'm furious! Can't you tell?
Daisy, give me no answer.
2001 reference.
What could have caused them? What could have caused this? What is
wrong?
What is he doing?
All seven items have a new due date.
See, now it's a library checkout computer.
Item 1, Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth is the worst sci-fi movie ever.
Oh, come
not
on.
Our movie.
That could not affect that at all.
They're so obnoxious in this scene.
What are we going to do?
Just to make things a little more fun.
Oh, yeah, what?
I have taken the liberty of shutting down your engines.
The Festus 7 only has one engine.
Just the thing.
This is a paperclip.
What's that?
It's the paperclip.
Captain, we've...
That's the demarcation line. It's
a Galvan system.
Power cord, and it kind of drags along with the ship. Oh, there's me in my John Glenn outfit from 6th grade with a Razor scooter. It's supposed to be a spacewalk scene, but it didn't really work because you can see the plywood ceiling of space. This shot was okay, but not great. See this really heavy breathing, another 2001 reference. I'm obsessed with 2001 references. Even though it wasn't really all that great of a movie. You're not supposed to see that I'm wearing pants. I mean shorts. Paperclip here, it says. That's a picture. It's supposed to be light chip. You can see me outside. I'm a little 172 scale toy. Oh no, I'm getting captured! Flash! It's a camera flash!
Logan, where are you? Oh no, he's been captured!
What? Stellar acting!
Oh.
Wow! I'm impressed!
Get out of here! Acting captain's log.
Yeah, you can see the grass. This is our backyard. But it's pyrotechnics. I mean, how can you go wrong with flames?
This is a dark day for Space Command, especially with the capture of Captain Logan.
I love this line.
But there's always hope for a sequel.
Now, this is from Deflator Mouse by Johann Strauss II. I just love classical music. I thought, tried to do an all-classical score for the next movie, but didn't really work quite as well as I wanted to. See, Captain Logan, This is not actually affiliated with the one in the book I wrote, but I just like the name. I thought it was cool. The WAEC is my rocket society. I probably shouldn't actually put it in the credits, but... The City of Boulder Fire Department, I love that credit. They had no clue! Only recycled electrons were used in this creation of this drivel we're claiming as a film. And that was Ted's idea. That's a reference to some Kevin Smith movie or something like that, but I've never seen it, so... That's the Space Command logo, by the way.